Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about Sarah the Pumpkin Queen and the American spirit. In colonial America, agriculture was the primary livelihood for 90% of the population, and most towns were shipping points for the export of farm products. In the 1800s, with Western expansion and the rapid population growth, the number of small family farms grew from about 1.4 million farms in 1850 to about 4 million farms in 1880. In the early 1800s, cotton was the United States' largest export, and today, with the highly mechanized American farming industry, the United States is the top producer of the world's corn, the third largest producer of wheat, fifth largest producer of potatoes, 10th largest producer of sugar cane, and 12th largest producer of rice. American farmers truly feed the world. But even with these impressive statistics, family farming has been declining for generations. The U.S. Department of Agriculture finds that more than 90% of U.S. farms are small and earn $250,000 or less. Where there were about 6 million farms in the early 1900s, there are less than 2 million small farms currently operating. Small family farms face intense external pressures from trade wars, climate change, poor commodity prices, and corporate farming. The U.S. lost more than 100,000 farms between 2011 and 2018 alone. Small American farms like those featured in the documentary, The Biggest Little Farm, are disappearing, and merely a romanticized notion of the traditional family farm remains. Despite all the tremendous economic challenges faced by small farms, there is a glimmer of hope that comes from an unlikely story about an American farm girl, Sarah Frey, who at just age 19 saved her family farm from foreclosure only to become one of Walmart's largest produce suppliers years later. When Sarah was younger, she wanted to leave the family farm just like her brothers before her. Following the threat of the farm's repossession, she decided to stay and help save it. In 2005, Sarah was selling melons out of her pickup truck when she turned into a Walmart produce distribution center, recently remodeled after a fire had destroyed all of the center's produce. Sarah was desperate to sell her remaining load of cantaloupe. The Walmart manager ordered 3 truckloads of melons from Sarah. Soon after the meeting, Sarah realized that the produce manager meant 3 semi-truckloads of melons, not 3 small pickup truckloads. But Sarah didn't waver. She knew what she had to do and committed to making it work. Sarah was so dedicated that her farm has become one of Walmart's top produce providers. In addition to growing cantaloupe, she grows watermelons, sweet corn, squash, and pumpkins. Sarah grows more pumpkins than any other farmer in the U.S., which has earned her the title America's Pumpkin Queen. Chances are that if it involves a pumpkin, it came from Sarah Frey's farm. Sarah has taken her once economically depleted family farm and has grown it into a 15,000-acre farm that spans across 7 states. She has even started a fresh juice division that markets the juice from the less appealing fruits and vegetables that cannot go to market. I love Sarah's story because her drive demonstrates that good things can flow when we seize opportunities, work hard, and most importantly, persevere. Sarah Frey memorialized her journey in an inspiring book, The Growing Season: How I Built a New Life and Saved an American Farm. It is a terrific account of the American spirit. Like the American family farmer, Americans working in all sectors of the U.S. economy can occasionally face economic challenges. Don't give up or give in. Be like Sarah. Here's to an unending and prosperous growing season dedicated to your success. David Sobel.